You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at _ Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Your boy is back, baby. And we are happy to be back and chilling with you in the Kia Studios on a Friday. Shout out to my girl Noelle White for holding it down, subbing in for Day-Day Lewis, who has a much-deserved day off after filling in for me on the morning shift. We'll get into all my vacation activities here in just a couple of minutes, but shout out to Day-Day holding it down for, what was it, 10 days or so, a little bit, maybe a little bit less, but held it down, did a great job while I was out getting some much-deserved R&R for myself as well, but shout out to Noelle for holding it down today, and shout out to Day-Day Lewis for holding it down while I was gone as well. But we back and we ready to go. And we're ready to talk about all things Atlanta sports. First and foremost, you already know what we got to do. Ain't nothing changed on this program. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, protecting the people, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night first responders. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. And of course, shout out to all my people listening in the bed right now as well. I got to go back through the list of all my early morning shout outs. You know, it's been a while since I did them, so I got to make sure I get them all. But I got most of them. I think I forgot a few, but it's all good. But it is good to talk to you all again. Again, it's been a while since I've been able to talk to you. We have a lot we need to cover because a lot has happened, and I haven't been able to talk to you all about it because I was out in Michigan hanging out with the family. It was a little family vacation, not a family reunion. I wouldn't call it that, but my mom's side of the family, basically my whole mom's side of the family is from Michigan. So, and they all pretty much all live up there still, besides one of my aunt and uncles and their two kids. They live out in Texas now. Well, the kids are kind of grown. One of them still lives in Austin, but the other one is actually in Nashville. But besides the point, I got to see my Aunt Brenda. I got to see my grandma and grandpa. I got to see some of my other aunts and uncles. So that was good. Got to hang out with my brother, his wife, and two kids. So it was good family time, and we were out in the middle of nowhere in the backwoods of Irons, Michigan. It's close to the Grand Rapids area. You may or may not have heard of it. You probably haven't heard of it before. That's okay. But I was out in the middle of nowhere, had no cell phone service, and it was absolutely great. Now, my grandparents' house, the cabin we stayed in, it was actually at a family cabin. It didn't have any Wi-Fi, so while I was there, the most I could do if I was in a specific spot was send a text message. But my grandparents' house, when we went over there, we had Wi-Fi, so I was still able to stay up to date on certain things. So that was good, and it was fun. And it was good to be able to unplug. I wasn't stuck in my phone. It was good to just be unplugged, enjoy the moment, enjoy where I was, because we all know, especially in this industry, when we're looking for stories and trying to stay up to date on the latest sports news and things of that nature, especially during the time we were in. I was there during the NBA draft. I was there during the early parts and the beginning parts of free agency where a lot of things went down. So there was a lot happening while I was out there, and I've stayed up to date on a lot of it, and we'll talk through it as we go throughout the show this morning. But it was also just good to be unplugged. It was good to just be in the moment, be where I was, not be a prisoner to my phone. I'm usually pretty good about being unplugged. Like, I just try not to be on my phone a whole lot. Now, you have your times where you just veg out and you're scrolling through TikTok or Instagram or Twitter or whatever it may be. But a lot of times I just try to be in the moment, especially when I'm somewhere. Like when I'm at home, okay, that's one thing. But when I am somewhere and with people that I don't see a lot, I don't like to be on my phone. I don't like to just be stuck in my phone. I want to be with the people I'm with. I want to be with the people I'm around. I want to enjoy whatever it is that I'm doing. And in this case, it was being with family and catching up with family. So it was good to get away, and it was good to not have a cell phone pretty much for a little bit more than a week. So happy to be back, though, and happy to talk to you guys about everything that went down. And speaking of what has gone down, I have not had a chance to talk to you all about, one, the Hawks officially drafting Zachary Risache with the number one overall pick. Again, we'll see. I don't dislike the pick. All the things that came out with Alex Saar about him not working out. First of all, we talked about it, and we said it here. Look, if you don't want to be here, good luck to you wherever you want to go. Good luck to you. We now know in Washington. Best of luck. Hope you have a good career. But if Saar doesn't want to be here, I don't want him. And you saw the Hawks. Really, the Hawks couldn't draft him. I mean, he didn't do a private workout for the team. No way the Hawks could draft him. But if he doesn't want to be here, we don't want him here. I don't want him here. And I'm sure Hawks fans, most of you, and we can talk about it at 5:40 on Grill and Dylan. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. You can tell me how you're feeling about the Zachary Risache pick. You can tell me about how you're feeling about the DeJounte Murray trade, which we'll talk about here in a couple of minutes as well. But putting a bow on Reese Ishay, the Hawks haven't had the best of luck with potential 3-and-D guys who could potentially be more. They haven't had the best luck with those guys in Cam Reddish and DeAndre Hunter the last couple of times they tried to draft those guys. But look, DeAndre Hunter is fine. Cam Reddish obviously didn't work out, but DeAndre Hunter is a fine player. Do we want more from him? Yes. Is he probably an overpaid 3-and-D guy? Yes. But DeAndre Hunter, I do think, showed flashes when he came off the bench, and I do wonder if the Hawks do make any moves in free agency, and there is a three-team trade that I do want to get to, and I'll get to it probably right before Grill and Dylan coming up at 5:40. So about what is that? That's 32 minutes from now. So there is a three-team trade that I've seen circulate around that I think would be a good move for the Hawks, and we'll see if they actually do it or not. And again, at this point, it's all speculation. But if the Hawks do anything in free agency, I do wonder if, depending on who they pick up, if DeAndre Hunter could go back to that role of coming off the bench, because I like that role for DeAndre Hunter. I think that was a solid role for him because he was able to be a little bit more aggressive offensively, and he was able to shine a little bit more. I think he had a little bit more confidence coming off the bench because he knew he did have that green light coming off the bench because he knew that, okay, I can be one of the offensive go-to pieces here. I can be a little bit more assertive in the offense because of who is and who's not on the floor. So we'll see if DeAndre Hunter ends up coming off the bench. But again, with Reese Ishay, I like it. We'll see how he pans out. Again, I think he has immediate 3-and-D potential for the Hawks, which they need defense, and they need three-point shooting around Trae Young. That's what I've been saying all offseason and even right before the season ended. This Hawks team needs to be built where Trae Young has a big man who can create his own shot, who you can dump it down to in the post, or who can space the floor, and probably who can space the floor. You probably do need that guy who can space the floor. And you also need shooters around Trae Young. Guys who can, again, give Trae Young space, sit in those corners or sit in the wing. And when Trae Young is driving to the hole, if they collapse on Trae Young, allow Trae Young the space to use his amazing passing ability to get it to those shooters, and hopefully those shooters can knock it down at a high clip. You need shooters, and you need a big man who can create for himself. That's what you need offensively. And those guys who are hopefully knocking down threes at a high clip in the corner on the wing can also play defense and help you get stops. That's what you need. That's what this Hawks team needs. I like Bogey coming off the bench, being one of your pieces offensively off the bench. And you need a better bench, too. Speaking of a bench, you need a deeper bench as well. That's what this Hawks team needs in a nutshell. So we'll see if they do anything else free agency-wise, but I do want to talk about the DeJounte Murray trade as well. So, again, putting the ball on the Reese Ishay pick, drafted number one overall by the Hawks, as you all know by now. I like it. We'll see what he turns out to be. We all know how the Hawks have drafted over the past couple of years and what the Hawks' track record is when it comes to drafting guys. So at this point, we'll see. Don't dislike the pick at all. I like the pick. I think he can be a really, really good piece right away. And hopefully, moving forward in a couple of years, in a few years, he can not only just be a piece, but he can be one of the cornerstones of this Hawks team. That is the hope, and hopefully that turns out to be the plan. But again, at the end of the day, we will see. All right, moving on to the DeJounte Murray trade. You have all seen it by now. DeJounte Murray traded to the New Orleans Pelicans, and look, it wasn't the deal that I had hoped for. I'm sure we all, as Hawks fans, wanted a little bit more back for DeJounte Murray. But you do get some nice pieces back for a guy like DeJounte Murray. You know, Larry Nance Jr., I think, is a fine piece at power forward. He's a good pick-and-roll option for Trae Young. I think he has a solid mid-range jump shot last time I checked. So he can do some things for the Hawks, and he can be a nice piece for the Hawks, and he's a good piece coming off the bench. Dyson Daniels I really like as a two-guard. I think he can be a good defender as well. He can create his own shot a little bit, but he also can shoot the ball at a pretty high clip. So I like that. So you get Larry Nance Jr., Dyson Daniels, and a 2025 first-round pick from the Lakers, a 2027 first-round pick, the least favorable pick of the Bucks and Pelicans. So you get two first-round picks back. You gave up, what, three for DeJounte Murray? Yes, three for DeJounte Murray. So you get two out of those three back. You get two solid players back who can be good players for you. Dyson Daniels, depending on what the Hawks do in free agency again, maybe he ends up being a starter. Larry Nance Jr. going to come off the bench behind Jalen Johnson most likely. I don't think he'll end up being in a starting role, but we'll see how, again, free agency shapes out. Again, we'll get to a potential three-team trade that I really like for the Hawks coming up in about 36 minutes from now, or 26 minutes from now at 5:40. So, again, we knew it was going to happen. I figured it was going to be DeJounte Murray. We now know it is DeJounte Murray. And look, this is a part of what I like most about this deal for the Hawks is you add it to your bench a little bit. You got a solid young player back who I think has really good potential, who can go in the starting lineup next to Trae Young, who is, in my opinion, more of a true shooting guard, more of a true two guard to go next to Trae Young, can play some defense. And then you got Larry Nance Jr., who's a solid bench piece as well, a solid backup power forward. So you add it to your bench. Tay Murray move we're waiting on. You got some picks back, got some solid players back. But what else? Because we're still waiting, Hawks fans. We're still waiting for the Hawks to do some more damage and add to this team and continue to build this roster and help make the Hawks a competitor this next upcoming season. So, Landry, we good. We digested everything. We ready now. Your boy is back. The hometown take is back. You can make some more moves now, my guy. Appreciate you waiting on me until I got back to make some more moves. But I'm back now, so go ahead. Do something for your boy. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, 5 minutes from now, Braves lose the rubber match to the Giants yesterday. Bigger fish to fry starting tonight. We'll get into it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews. I'm back on a Friday. Talking Braves coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
And you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. What better day for the boy to come back than a Friday? After a long vacay, had to come back on a Friday and turn up with the people. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate y'all tuning in. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice and clean and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers out there serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS workers, UPS drivers, FedEx workers, FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, I had one, bus drivers, there we go, making sure that people get from home to work. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, and of course all my people listening in the bed right now as well. It's all starting to come back to me, y'all. It's all starting to come back to me as far as the shout outs go. All right, the Braves, they fall to the San Francisco Giants last night. Final score of 4-2. Braves get 2 runs in the first, but can't do anything after that. After that 2-run first inning from the Braves yesterday, they didn't get more than 1 hit in any inning after that. So after that 2-run first inning, after that, they would get a hit, nothing else. Then maybe another hit, another inning, nothing else. So offense looked like it was going to get off to a, well, got off to a hot start and looked like maybe they were going to put a lot of runs on the board last night, but then the offense just stalled out after the first inning. And Charlie Morton wasn't bad, gave up a couple of bad pitches that ended up being home runs. So he doesn't have a great outing, but again, it was solid. But you know, when Charlie goes at this point in his career, being 40 years old, when Charlie Morton goes 5 1/3 innings, gives up 5 hits, 4 runs, 3 of them, by the way, were just earned. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts. Again, he did give up 2 home runs, but again, when it's only 4 runs, you would like to think this Braves offense can overcome that. But They weren't able to do that last night. So they lose the rubber match, lose the series to the Giants. And look, now it's not the way you would want to go into a big series with the Philadelphia Phillies. You would have liked to go into that series with a little bit more momentum, with a nice series win against the Giants. But now you turn and you look and you got the Philadelphia Phillies going head-to-head with you tonight. They're up 9 games in the NL East. You have the chance to turn your fortunes around here. And if the Braves want to make a serious run, which, again, we've heard from Brian Snicker say, we plan on winning the NL East. Well, if that's true, to be honest, the Braves really need to sweep the Phillies. Taking 2 out of 3 is fine and dandy, but you really, realistically, you really need to sweep the Phillies. And I know this isn't going to be the last time they play the Phillies, but you really need to sweep the Phillies, in my opinion. That's just what you need to do. So we'll see if they can get off on the right foot and get a win against the Phillies tonight. But big series against the Phillies tonight. It's going to be Aaron Nola for the Phils, Max Fried on the mound for the Braves. Game's going to be on Apple TV Plus, first pitch set for 7:20. But let's go back a little bit and talk about this game last night, and let's let you hear from some Braves, as a matter of fact. And look, we talked about it, and it's kind of been the story all season. Maybe a little went away a little bit after the Braves started getting their offense going in the, what, mid to late weeks of June. But it's still all about the offense. Pitching really hasn't been an issue for the Braves like that. Of course, here and there, they're going to be games. That it's always like that in baseball, though. But when we talk about the Braves, we talk about what is the offense doing. Is the offense scoring runs? That is what the story has been all season long, it seems like, for the Braves, besides, obviously, the injuries. But let's first hear from Sean Murphy. He was talking about the state of the offense last night. And again, when you're going up against these Phillies, you got the rotation set up pretty nice, but I don't think Chris Sale's going to end up pitching in this series. He might. I have to see what the lineup schedule is actually for the Braves. I'll get that in a second. A matter of fact, let's hear Sean Murphy while I look that up. Well, let's hear Sean Murphy talk about the state of the Braves offense.
I mean, it's on the offense. I think Charlie and Holmesy gave us a chance to win and keep us in that game. But yeah, we didn't play the guys we needed to.
Yeah, I mean, again, Charlie Morton did give the Braves a solid chance to win 4 runs. You feel like the Braves offense should be able to match that, if not get over it. And last year, you feel like they 4 runs? Psh, that ain't nothing. But this year, depends on the day, depends on the month, depends on the week. When it comes to this Braves offense, just been very much up and down this year. But while Sean Murphy was talking, thank you, Sean, by the way, for buying me some time. I did see it is Max Fried tonight, as I already told you. Spencer Schwellenbach is scheduled to start Saturday. And then Sunday for the finale is going to be Reynaldo Lopez. So, look, you got 2 guys who you feel really, really good about going tonight and on Sunday, Reynaldo Lopez. We'll see about Schwellenbach. He's going up against a very tough Phillies lineup, as we all know. But this could be a huge, huge coming out party type game for Spencer Schwellenbach on Saturday. That game going to be on Big Fox as well, so he's going to be in front of a national TV audience. So we'll see how that shapes out for the Braves. But again, you feel solid about who the Braves have going as far as pitching-wise, and hopefully the offense can just show up, and hopefully the pitching shuts down the Phillies' offense for the most part, and hopefully the Braves' offense is ready to score some runs starting tonight. So, Sean Murphy, we can continue talking about him because he was talking about the offense improving once the team gets healthier. And I think that's important. Obviously, we're not getting Ronald Acuña Jr. back, but, you know, there are guys that are still on the mend for the Braves, and, you know, as far as hitting and pitching go. So Orlando Arcia, I think, has been out of the lineup the past couple of days. So hopefully, again, once the Braves get a little more healthier, that offense can improve a little bit more. Here's Sean Murphy talking about that.
Sure. Yeah, I know missing Mike, you know, stinks there at the top of the lineup. But, you know, we got to make do in the time being and score some more runs.
Got to score more runs. Simple as that. That's what you got to do. And that is, again, going to be crucial, obviously, for this series coming up against the Phillies. We know the Phillies, just like the Braves, when the Braves are right, they can score in bunches. They can hit you with a 5-6, maybe even a 7-run inning if you're not careful. And look, I don't expect the Braves offense, I mean, expect the Braves pitching to give that up, but you have to be wary of it. And the Braves got to be able to match whatever the Phillies offense is coming with. So we'll see what happens, but very excited to watch this series. I think there's going to be the forecast as far as rain goes. I hope rain doesn't get in the way, but rain might be a factor this weekend. 60% chance today, 40% chance tomorrow, 30% chance on Sunday. So it gets less likely every day, but there is a chance for rain today. And as far as what time the rain is supposed to come, unfortunately, well, it's gotten pushed back. So maybe we'll be okay for today. 30% chance at 9 p.m. So hopefully they can get the game in. Hopefully the rain isn't too bad to where we don't have to worry about the rain at all. But the rain might be a factor. And there's your weather report by your boy Dylan Matthews. But anywho, big, 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 big series coming up against the Phillies starting tonight again. I think the Braves really, in my heart of hearts, in my gut of guts, I really think they need to sweep the Phillies. If they really want to be serious about winning the NL East. And look, I know it's not a necessity at the end of the day. I just want them to win the series. But, I mean, I really want them to sweep. But at the end of the day, I'll be happy with the series win. Because if you win all your series, then you'll be sitting pretty. You won 100-plus games. But at the point that they are and how far back they are in the East, again, sitting at 9 games behind the Phillies right now, you really need to sweep them. You sweep the Phillies, you're only 6. I had to sneeze. Excuse me. You sweep the Phillies, you're only 6 games back, and you're really feeling good about where you're at. You put a lot of pressure on the Phillies. That would be the closest you've been in a while. So we'll see, but probably going to be a really good pitching matchup tonight. I don't know how much offense there's going to be. Well, I'll say this, the Braves have beat up on Aaron Nola before. They've gotten Aaron Nola before. So you feel good about having Mad Max on the mound, and we know this Braves offense, they scared of no pitcher, including Aaron Nola. So should be a fun series, should be a good time. And look, Braves fans, you better get in Truist Park, show out, and be loud. Like we all know this Braves fan base can be. So if you're going to the game, get there on time, and come ready to turn up on a Friday and be loud and cheer on your Braves and help them beat the stinking Phillies, because I want to beat the absolute brakes off the Phillies at this point. So, you know, you got the radio host, Joe Giglio or Giglio, whatever his name is, saying that the NL East is over. And at this point, he's looking like he may have been right. But we don't want to prove him right, Braves fans. We want to come in, show up, and show that the A still got something to say about who's going to win the NL East. So, let's show up and show up loud tonight. Capiche? Capiche. All right. When we come back, 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, you know what time it is. We can talk about whatever you like. Yeah. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number. You know what time it is. It's time for Grillin' Dylan. You want to talk to me about the Hawks drafting Zachary Sache? I haven't had a chance to chop it up with you about that yet. You want to talk about the DeJounte Murray trade? We can do that. You want to talk about Braves Phillies tonight? We can do that. You want to talk about movies, music, life, sports, doesn't matter. Whatever you want to talk about, we will do it next. You know the vibes. Grillin' Dylan every Friday at 5:40. That's what's coming up next here on Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night first responders out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, UPS workers, UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. May have said that one twice, but it's all good. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear loading truck drivers. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. We'll get to Grillin' Dylan here in just a minute. But before we do that, I did promise you a three-team trade that I saw just yesterday. As a matter of fact, it came out yesterday. And I find this as a very, very interesting three-team trade for the Atlanta Hawks. I got this from Sports Illustrated. Rohan Rahman put this out on Sports Illustrated. And this is a good trade for the Hawks. This would be a good trade for the Hawks. I'm not going to say it is because it obviously hasn't happened yet. But this would be a good trade for the Hawks because you get, one, you would get a guy who you should have never let go back. And you would get your center of the future, who they obviously did not get in the draft. They didn't draft Alex Saar, partially because he didn't want to be a center. But anywho, let me go ahead and get to this three-team trade. So on Tuesday of this week, excuse me, Jake Fisher of Yahoo Sports spoke about the interest that Lauri Markkanen has been getting, the forward for the Utah Jazz. Fisher established that Golden State, Sacramento, San Antonio, and Minnesota have all shown interest in acquiring the Jazz forward. He said this, in addition to Golden State, Sacramento and San Antonio have been the two other teams characterized by the league figures with knowledge of the situation as strong possible suitors for Markkanen at this point. For the Kings to land Markkanen, NBA personnel believe the Jazz would require Sacramento to part ways with Keegan Murray, and that might leave other trade options like Brandon Ingram as a more palatable outcome for the Kings. Minnesota has shown interest in Markkanen as well, sources said. Philadelphia never appeared to place real attention on Markkanen throughout the Sixers' long approach of finding a third star to slot between Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Well, on Wednesday, Fisher provided an update on the situation, indicated the Kings have been pushing Utah to get a deal done. He said, quote, the Kings, to my knowledge, earlier this week were close to a deal. I do think that based off of conversations I've had, I can't say more than that, but there were calls made to people around the NBA that would have indicated talks have been legitimate there. And so, basically, to get to it, so we can get to Grillin' Dylan, Rahman Rahan says that Atlanta could use Sacramento's interest in Markkanen to their advantage because there is a history of the Hawks and Kings doing trades, mainly the Kevin Huerter trade, and we'll get to that in just a second. But furthermore, Atlanta's logjam at center also works to Sacramento's advantage because Domantas Sabonis is taking the bulk of the minutes at center, and his defense not great, and to keep their all-star fresh and maybe run more defensive-oriented lineups, the Kings could get Clint Capella and play him as a backup center. They have De'Aaron Fox, Lauri Markkanen, and Keegan Murray on the floor. That provides enough offense to have a guy like Clint Capella on there with him. So it's a three-team deal that I think will work out in everyone's favor. So here's what would happen. Atlanta gets Kevin Huerter back. Red Velvet would come back to town, baby. And again, this is all just speculation. There's no real fire or smoke behind this. But keeping with the three-team trade, Hawks would get Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler. And we all know Walker Kessler, very good young center. And they would also get a 2025 second-round pick via Sacramento. Sacramento would get Clint Capella, Lauri Markkanen, 2025 second-round pick from Minnesota, a 2027 second-round pick from the Clippers. And Utah would get DeAndre Hunter, Larry Nance Jr., who we just got, Harrison Barnes, Keon Ellis, a first-round pick from Sacramento, first-round pick, two first-round picks actually from Sacramento, 2027 and 2028. 2029 first-round pick from Sacramento, also a 2030 first-round pick swap via Sacramento, 2025 second-round pick from Portland and Sacramento, and a 2028 second-round pick from Sacramento. So Utah will get a good haul for obviously giving up Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler. Now, I don't know if Utah is going to do that because, again, those are two of their better and younger players. So I don't know if they do that. But, look, if Sacramento wants Lauri Markkanen and you can help Sacramento get Lauri Markkanen and you can get Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler out of the deal, I say do it. If Utah is willing to do that, I will pull the trigger on that deal. Again, you get your center of the future. You would have, you know, Jalen Johnson is your power forward, so I wouldn't really worry. You could find a backup power forward. You know, you would lose Larry Nance, who I would like as a depth piece. But, again, you can find that guy. But still, I think it'd be all good. You get Red Velvet back, who you should never let go in the first place, a true catch-and-shoot guy who Trae Young obviously has good chemistry with. He can create his own shot when he needs to. He'd be comfortable here in the ATL. I would love having Kevin Huerter back here. So, look, getting Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler, second-round pick, that is a big win to me. Does this happen? I don't know. But I would like it to, so we'll see what happens. All right, we've wasted enough time. Let's go ahead and get to something we call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi, I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. We'll go quick here because we only got a couple of minutes. Let's head out to my guy, Larry, from the truck. Always putting that work as always. Larry, what's going on, brother man?
What's up, brother Dylan? How we doing today? Everything going all right?
Everything feeling good, man. We doing good on this Friday. How you doing?
I just needed to... Where the hell, why the hell, and what the hell have you been doing, man? We ain't heard from you in a long time. I guess she was on some kind of vacation.
Yes.
Decided to leave us with no energy and everybody trying to figure out what to do around here. I'm just trying to call in and say, you're going to have to work like 19 years in a row with no vacation, bro, because we just miss you, okay? I'm just telling you.
I appreciate
right now,
that.
Right now, right now, right now. Okay, bro, you know I just miss you. I'm just hollering at you. It ain't no grill. It's just somebody saying they miss you. All right, peace out.
Hey,
gotta go.
Appreciate it, Larry. Appreciate that, man. Hey, I was on vacation in Michigan visiting some family, getting some good time with the family. So I appreciate the love, Larry, as always. And speaking of that, we got to go, too. Larry's got to go. We got to go because we got to hand things off to the morning shift right after this. Tiffany Blackman out today. Rob Triple is in. He'll be with Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. I'll reunite with the fellas right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Friday. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work, on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night first responders out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx workers, FedEx drivers, UPS workers, UPS drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food and shoe workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. May have said that one twice, but it's all good. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear loading truck drivers. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. 404-726-0929 is the number. 404-726-0929 is the number to get in the game. We'll get to grilling Dylan here in just a minute. But before we do that, I did promise you a 3-team trade that I saw just yesterday. As a matter of fact, it came out yesterday. And I find this as a very, very interesting three-team trade for the Atlanta Hawks. I got this from Sports Illustrated. Rohan Rahman put this out on Sports Illustrated. And this is a good trade for the Hawks. This would be a good trade for the Hawks. I'm not going to say it is because it obviously hasn't happened yet. But this would be a good trade for the Hawks because you get, one, you would get a guy who you should have never let go back, and you would get your center of the future who they obviously did not get in the draft. They didn't draft Alex Saar, partially because he didn't want to be a center. But anywho, let me go ahead and get to this three-team trade. So on Tuesday of this week, Jake Fisher of Yahoo Sports spoke about the interest that Lauri Markkanen has been getting, the forward for the Utah Jazz. Fisher established that Golden State, Sacramento, San Antonio, and Minnesota have all shown interest in acquiring the Jazz forward. He said this, in addition to Golden State, Sacramento and San Antonio have been the two other teams characterized by the league figures with knowledge of the situation as strong possible suitors for Markkanen at this point. For the Kings to land Markkanen, NBA personnel believe the Jazz would require Sacramento to part ways with Keegan Murray, and that might leave other trade options like Brandon Ingram as a more palatable outcome for the Kings. Minnesota has shown interest in Markkanen as well, sources said. Philadelphia never appeared to place real attention on Markkanen throughout the Sixers' long approach of finding a third star to slot between Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. Well, on Wednesday, Fisher provided an update on the situation, indicated the Kings have been pushing Utah to get a deal done. He said, quote, the Kings, to my knowledge, earlier this week were close to a deal. I do think that based off of conversations I've had, I can't say more than that, but there were calls made to people around the NBA that would have indicated talks have been legitimate there. And so, basically, to get to it so we can get to Grill and Dylan, Rahman Rahan says that Atlanta could use Sacramento's interest in Markkanen to their advantage because there is a history of the Hawks and Kings doing trades, mainly the Kevin Huerter trade, and we'll get to that in just a second. But furthermore, Atlanta's logjam at center also works to Sacramento's advantage because Domantas Sabonis is taking the bulk of the minutes at center and his defense not great, and to keep their all-star fresh and maybe run more defensive-oriented lineups, the Kings could get Clint Capella and play him as a backup center. They have De'Aaron Fox, Lauri Markkanen, and Keegan Murray on the floor. That provides enough offense to have a guy like Clint Capella on there with him. So it's a three-team deal that I think will work out in everyone's favor. So here's what would happen. Atlanta gets Kevin Huerter back. Red Velvet would come back to town, baby. And again, this is all just speculation. There's no real fire or smoke behind this. But keeping with the three-team trade, Hawks would get Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler. And we all know Walker Kessler, very good young center. And they would also get a 2025 second-round pick via Sacramento. Sacramento would get Clint Capella, Lauri Markkanen, 2025 second-round pick from Minnesota, a 2027 second-round pick from the Clippers. And Utah would get DeAndre Hunter, Larry Nance Jr., who we just got, Harrison Barnes, Keon Ellis, a first-round pick from Sacramento, two first-round picks actually from Sacramento, 2027 and 2028. 2029 first-round pick from Sacramento, also a 2030 first-round pick swap via Sacramento, 2025 second-round pick from Portland and Sacramento, and a 2028 second-round pick from Sacramento. So Utah would get a good haul for obviously giving up Lauri Markkanen and Walker Kessler. Now, I don't know if Utah is going to do that because, again, those are two of their better and younger players. So I don't know if they do that. But, look, if Sacramento wants Lauri Markkanen and you can help Sacramento get Lauri Markkanen and you can get Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler out of the deal, I say do it. If Utah is willing to do that, I will pull the trigger on that deal. Again, you get your center of the future. You would have, you know, Jalen Johnson is your power forward, so I wouldn't really worry. You could find a backup power forward. You know, you would lose Larry Nance, who I would like as a depth piece. But, again, you can find that guy. But still, I think it'd be all good. You get Red Velvet back, who you should never let go in the first place, a true catch-and-shoot guy who Trae Young obviously has good chemistry with. He can create his own shot when he needs to. He'd be comfortable here in the ATL. I would love having Kevin Huerter back here. So, look, getting Kevin Huerter, Colin Sexton, Walker Kessler, second-round pick, I don't. That is a big win to me. Does this happen? I don't know. But I would like it to. So we'll see what happens. All right. We've wasted enough time. Let's go ahead and get to something we call Grillin' Dylan.
Got something you want to say? Now's the time to say it.
Hi. I just want to talk about one thing.
This is Grillin' Dylan on the Hometown Take.
404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. We'll go quick here because we only got a couple of minutes. Let's head out to my guy, Larry, from the truck. Always putting that work as always. Larry, what's going on, brother, man?
What's up, brother Dylan? How we doing today? Everything going all right?
Everything feeling good, man. We doing good on this Friday. How you doing?
Hey, I just needed to... Where the hell, why the hell, and what the hell have you been doing, man? We ain't heard from you in a long time. I guess she was on some kind of vacation.
Yes.
Decided to leave us with no energy, and everybody trying to figure out what to do around here. I'm just trying to call in and say, you're going to have to work like 19 years in a row with no vacation, bro, because we just miss you, okay? I'm just telling you.
I appreciate
right now,
that.
Right now, right now, right now. Okay, bro, you know I just miss you. I'm just hollering at you. It ain't no grill. It's just somebody saying they miss you. All right, peace out.
Hey,
gotta go.
Appreciate it, Larry. Appreciate that, man. Hey, I was on vacation in Michigan visiting some family, getting some good time with the family. So I appreciate the love, Larry, as always. And speaking of that, we got to go, too. Larry's got to go. We got to go because we got to hand things off to the morning shift right after this. Tiffany Blackman out today. Rob Tribble is in. He'll be with Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson. I'll reunite with the fellas. Right after this on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.